Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 24th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the World TB Day.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
A Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Definitely, there is no organ which cannot be affected by TB. But because it is initially spread through inhalation, TB of the lungs is the most common. Now, in a situation where the client has a compromised immunity, such as in old age, or such as in HIV positive clients,
then you will expect that to be in other locations. We have a committee of health housing and education committee. We have a meeting with the director of health services. We have programs like Labanya, suggesting instead of the relevant thing. Because we have a lot of people who are in the city. Makanda vengana watu iwa vengarai.
Unafana kuhuri kuhuria aneji kosoro kana gosoro rapura ero masondu matatu. Kosora uku kunoramba kuripo kunyangwe zaafu waenda kukirini kana utishimwa mshungwe kosoro. Uyeze, munu anokwane sakunge arimuna agamboka uya anitipi. Uyeze, kubatana ni kosora uku munu anenga ashinuka kundi. Kudiki pira kukanyanya usiku ni kupira.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we are talking about the World TB Day.
Zimbabwe today joined the Global Village to commemorate World Tuberculosis Day. This year, the slogan for the TB Day is Reach the 3 Million. Of the 9 million people a year who get sick with TB, a third of them are missed by health systems.
World TB Day, falling on March 24th each year, is designed to build public awareness that tuberculosis remains epidemic in much of the world, causing the deaths of nearly 1.5 million people each year, mostly in developing countries. It commemorates the day in 1882 when Dr. Robert Koch astounded the scientific community by announcing that he had discovered the cause of tuberculosis, the TB bacillus.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa, nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvenyaya yechirwere cheTB. Chris, parikunzi ipo pagore rega rega pavanhu 9 million vanobatwa nechirwere ichochi, vamwe 3 million havasi kukwanisa kuti vange vachienda kunorapwa. Nekudaro parikudiwa kuti vanhu vese vakwanise kunzi vange vachienda kunorapwa, nekuti chirwere cheTB munhu akakwanisa kuti akurumidze kuenda kunorapwa anokwanisa kurapwa zviri nyore nyore. Uye chiri kunetsa ndechekuti vamwe vangofunga kuti kana waita TB waita chirwere chemukondombera vanenge vava kutya, vamwe vava kunyara zvingodaro daro. Asi vana chiremba vari kukurudzira kuti munhu wese anofanira kuti apote achiendera kunovhenekwa kana afungidzira kuti ane chirwere ichochi cheTB, nekuti chinokwanisa kurapika. Chris.
Yebo ke, Blessing. Njengokuzwa ke lamhlanje sixoxa ke ngodaba lofuba iTB. iTB njengokuzwa kwethu kuthiwa kona kulabantu abedlula 9 million ngomnyaka abatholakala belesifo lesi, kodwa phakathi kwabantu bona laba abayi 9 million kube labanye abangu 3 million aba swela uncedo bekhuthwa kuthiwa khona kuyaba kungabengafinyeleli ukuthi bathole ke usizo kodwa ke njengokuzwa kwethu njalo kukhona ucabangela ukuthi khona nxa umuntu ele TB abantu bahle bathe anango ke uselayo iHIV iAIDS blessing
and I think Chris we have our first guest Dr. LLP Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda, for joining us. And now, Dr. Sibanda, what are some of the signs and symptoms of TB?
I think to start off with, TB is usually a disease of the chest,
mm-hmm.
of the lungs,
mm-hmm.
usually. But it can also affect any other organ. It mm-hmm. can affect many other organs. But the main area of concern is the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
The signs and symptoms are various.
Mm-hmm.
The common ones are a high fever,
mm-hmm.
elevated body temperature.
Mm-hmm.
The patients may cough,
mm-hmm.
and the cough, they may produce blood-stained sputum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's common, again, that people will sweat
mm-hmm.
at night.
Mm-hmm.
And the sweat is quite heavy,
mm-hmm.
to the extent that some people have to wake up at night
mm-hmm.
and wring their sheets because mm-hmm. they're so wet from mm. the sweating. I think those would be the cardinal ones that we'll be looking for and which will raise suspicion of the doctor's suspicion of the possibility of this being TB.
Chris, maybe in the belly.
Mm-hmm. Ye, dokotela singakaqhubeki ngingathanda ukuba kwazi ukuthi ulokho ungu epidemiologist na ewe used.
Hi, immunologist.
Immunologist.
Ngakodwa sengasuke used.
Okay. Ya, ungatshela nje abalaleli bethu ukubana umkhuhlane lo ubonakala njani owesifuba lo we TB.
I-TB ivame ukwenza ukuthi umuntu akhwehlele. Akhwehlele kakhulu. Isikhwehlela sakhona sigcina siyisikhwehlela esilegazi. Ukuthi akukhafulayo sekubili gazi. Okunye okuba khona ukuthi umuntu uyaginqa. Eginqe kakhulu. Ikakhulu ebusuku unxayelele. Abanye bayaginqa okokuthi bagcina bethatha ingubo lamashithi bewakhama.
Mm-hmm.
Ngoba abesela amanzi amaningi ngenxa yokuginqa lokhuya.
Mm.
Ngaphezu kwalokho okunye okuvame ukuba khona ukuthi umzimba uyabutshisa. I-temperature yomuntu iyabikhwele kakhulu. Maningi ama-signs akhona, kodwa wona lawa amathathu yiwo avame ukuthi udokotela engawezwa agcine edinga ukuthi ingcele i-TB ebesedinga-ke sesenza ama-test amaningi-ningi angakhombisa ukuthi i-TB kumbe kayisiyo. But kayi i-TB kukalutshwana ukuthi ibe khona zona ezi zinto zentathu zingekho.
I guess Wakala. Hey, Blessing, we are now joined by our other guest, Dr. Rutendo Bonde of the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
Regaititi, Dr. Bonde Munga, tsanangurawo kuti munhu unonzwa sei kuti unenge wa tapurirwa chirwere icho chiche TB. Zvizva unonzwa muiri mako.
Chirwere cheTB chirwere chinotora nguva yakareba kuti chioneke.
Mhm.
Chirwere cheTB chinotapurirana nekukosorerana.
Mhm.
Muchikosore imomomo yatinoti pachirungu droplet infection and it is kana chitaura chirwere cheTB chemuchipfuwa asi chirwere cheTB chinogona kuwanikwa mune nhengo dzese dzemuviri asi munhu anowanzoti kana aine chirwere cheTB muchipfuwa anokosora nguva yakareba achiburitsa makararwa ane ropa uyezve anodzikira mwiri wake zvakanyanyisa anenge achitoona kuti masketi hachabati matrousers hachabati uyezve nekudikitira chaizvo kunyanyisa manheru chokuti munhu anenge achizoti mwiri wake uri kupisa chaizvo ndoza tinowanzo titarisa kana tikanzwa munhu achidara achiti ndakosora nguva yakareba munhu iyeye tinotarisira kuti anogona kunge aine chirwere cheTB.
Tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Bonden. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the World TB Day. And we have two medical experts. And so, listeners, you are free to call and ask questions. Chris?
Yes, I'll go back to Dr. Sbanda. Dr. Sbanda, TB is a communicable disease. Now, how serious is it in spreading? Like, for example, if I had TB right now in the studio, would the blessing be safe with me?
It would be safe. I think you can go back, and I don't want to be too didactic.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody who has lived in an environment where there's TB
mm-hmm.
is likely to have TB inside them.
Mm-hmm.
But not all people who were infected by TB droplets
mm-hmm.
that Dr. Bonde was referring to
mm-hmm.
will manifest the TB disease.
Mm-hmm.
There are several other factors that come into play. One of the factors which you alluded to in your introduction is the state of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
In a background where the immune system is not very strong, has been weakened for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
and the reason is not always HIV. There are many other reasons that weaken the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Then that seed of TB that is in the chest, for example,
mm-hmm.
can start manifesting and causing disease.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, blessing is safe, even if you have TB in the studio.
I was about to disappear. because I think it's true. Health specialists say a third of the world's population has TB, but only 1 in 10 actually get ill as a result of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's turn to Dr. Bonde and say we see that most Africans, when you come, say, to America, there are tests that they carry out, and most people actually test positive for TB. We're discussing this in the newsroom,
mm-hmm.
That some, did test positive, others did not, but the majority actually test positive. Why is this so?
Yeah, and to add, the test is actually the skin, they call it the skin test.
Mm-hmm.
It usually people come positive. What's the explanation?
As you know, in most African countries, because of the widespread nature of the tuberculosis disease, children are given the vaccination as a first contact vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And that will prime the immune system. I'm so happy that Prof is also there. Prof mm-hmm. Banda is there on the program.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you all the technical details, but I will speak from a public health point of view. And that will prime the immune system. And it has a benefit in preventing you from having disseminated TB,
mm-hmm.
should your immunity go down,
mm-hmm.
so that you have a less severe form of tuberculosis if mm-hmm. you are to develop from having TB infection
mm-hmm.
into having TB disease.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the, the medical term is ubiquitous nature, in that mm-hmm. tuberculosis is everywhere. The mm-hmm. tuberculosis, the spores are all over.
Mm-hmm.
So the likelihood of somebody being exposed to tuberculosis is high.
Mm-hmm.
But as you have said, of course, you have a 1 in 10 chance in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
of developing tuberculosis disease.
Uh-huh.
But if you have a co-infection with HIV,
uh-huh.
then your annual risk
uh-huh.
becomes 1 in 10.
Uh-huh.
So that's just the impact of a compromised immunity. And as Prof was saying, there are many reasons why immunity can be compromised.
Maybe let's take a caller, Chris, and then we go back to Dr. Sban.
Yebo ke silo Nelson, ose South Africa. Kunjani, Nelson?
Sikhona, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Sixoxa namhlanje nge-TB, ungasipha nje okusengqondweni yakho.
Kunjani?
Ungasipha imbono yakho, ungasitshela ukuthi ubona njani udaba lolu, njalo silabo dokotela lapha, ungafuna kumbe ukubuza kumbe ukusipha nje okucabangayo.
Okay, hayi ukuthi singisi singeqile.
Ye, ukhona ubaba uSibanda, labo udokotela uSibanda, ungambuza, ungakhuluma laye, umbuze ukuthi i-TB kuhamba njani, lokho ufuna umbuza khona.
Okay, hayi. Ngikhumuye ke lo Sibanda ngikhuluma naye.
Ye, ungabuza.
Hayi, indaba ehlangane ne-TB mina angizazi.
Okay. Hayi, siyabonga ngokusithinta kwakho.
Okay, hayi, la ngiyabonga ndoda yamadoda.
Okay.
Let's go back to Dr. Sibanda. And Dr. Sibanda, we have seen that people can be cured after taking that 6-month treatment course, but at times TB comes back. What causes that?
I think the basic message that we have to give is that TB is still curable. It can be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And what it relies on is a constant use of medication.
Mm-hmm.
And countries world over, and in Zimbabwe in particular, have adopted what is called direct observed treatment, mm-hmm. where people get their treatment in the presence of a medical personnel, mm-hmm. in front of a nurse, mm-hmm. so that they can be sure that the treatment has been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that has been, what the reason why the DOT strategy, direct observed treatment strategy, has been adopted, was the realization that quite often people do not take their medication mm-hmm. as prescribed for the prescribed duration.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't happen, you develop the organism develops resistance to mm-hmm. the medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And it is resistance to the medicines that causes a recurrence of disease after apparently completing the course of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be noted that the duration of treatment is relatively long.
Mm-hmm.
It's 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And people are ill for the first 2 or 3 months. And after that, they may be less likely.
Mm-hmm.
less inclined to continue taking the medication.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that is the main reason why you have treatment failures and recurrences of disease after treatment.
Mm.
But despite the background, mm-hmm. whatever the background of TB, if it is treated with the appropriate medication for the appropriate duration,
mm-hmm.
it is usually curable.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Ibonde, burukunzwa zvataurwa na Dr. Sibanda panyaya yevanhu vanoti vakambomwa mushonga vozosiya. Ndehapi matambudziko anosangana nevanhu vanodaro. Kana chiremba ati une chirwere ichi toda kuti tinge tichikurapa, iwe womwa mushonga wosiyira panzira.
Ngatitarisei panonzi munhu aita chirwere cheflu.
Mm-hmm.
Munhu anopuwa mushonga wemazuva mashanu.
Mm-hmm.
Munhu akangonzwa kuti mwiri wake waanani. Anobva atoregera kuita sei kumwa mushonga uyayo. Kana kudzoka kuna chiremba kuti avhenekwe, mm-hmm. aonekwe kunzi awe nani here, mm-hmm. haadzokeri. Chiisai mupfungwa. Mushonga unodiwa kumwiwa kwemwedzi
mitarat
6. Kana munhu achimbotadza kuteerera 5 days,
yeah.
What more 6 months? Ndio saka chirwere cheTB chine mhingamupini akawanda on a public health level. nekuti wanhu isusu sewanhu ukangonzwa kuti nyama dzako dzadairira mushonga hauchaoni kukosha kwemushonga iwoyo wakutongoti nini ndaita sei ndaaright asi usingazivi kuti chakakurwadisa chiri mukati iyoyo TB bacillus yacho bacteria iri kukurwadisa ichirimo iyo inoda inoda mwedzi dzimwe ina kuti ukunde chirwere chiri munyama nyama yako
aiwa tinotenda Chris unemwe mutereri
yes lo munyumlaleli lapho Themba Dube kunjani Themba
hello baba linjani
siyaphila kunjani South Africa
South Africa kuraithi baba ngizwa iproblem le esikhuluma ngayo ye-TB le
yeah
yeah mina ngokubona kwami abantu bengayithuki besithi ngoba ungahamba esibhedlela kuyasuka kuthiwa yewu le-AIDS njani njani kanti yantsho impilo ngeyakho noma ungahamba khona ngale esibhedlela ufika kuthiwa i-TB le ihambelana le-AIDS wena ubuthi usiba le nhloni inhloni lezo ngezigabani oza kufa ngubani yantsho nguwe wena kuwe kuphela iqiniso ukuthi njani hamba esibhedlela uyehlolwa ungatholakala ukuthi unemkhuhlane wakho amadokotela anjani azokulapha kanje yabona
hayi kwezwakala ukhona yini wena omaziyo owayelayo i-TB wekele ukuyalatshwa elenhloni
baningi kakhulu baningi kakhulu too much mina lapha ebengisebenza khona eShabane mine baningi ezisebenzi esike zatholakala zinomkhuhlane onalo we-TB but bahamba bayaphiwa ama-tablets baphiwa ukuthi khona bafuze besebenzise ngendlela ezinje ezinje balalela balandela khonokutshelwa ngodokotela but abayingathethi abasela i-TB kanje liyakubona
hayi kwezwakala isibongile kakhulu ngombono wakho
ngiyabonga kakhulu ngithanda ukuthi nitshele abanye ukuthi esibhedlela singalandele izinto ezigunywa ngodokotela mayelana nge-TB
hayi kwezwakala sibongile kakhulu mnumzana
ya ngiyabonga kakhulu baningi ukhona omunye futhi ofuna ukukhuluma mayelana nge-TB
okay ungamfaka sikhulume masini
Yebo,
linjani?
Hello.
Hello.
Yebo, kunjani
futhi? Hayi, siyaphila thina. Ungasiphi imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje udaba lwe-TB? Ye, qhubekela phambili.
Kunjani TB? Yebo.
Ye, qhubekela phambili.
Ngilalele kuwe mina.
Ye, sithu sipheke imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo udaba lwe-TB.
Mina ngazi lezi nge-TB, mina ngifuna ukuzwa kuwe.
Okay, ungafaka ucingo lwakho phansi ulalele eradiyweni lapho uzasiza ukuthi sithi.
Alright,
ke futhi. Okay, hayi sibongile. Blessing, the caller, the first caller was saying that, you know, he knows a lot of people who have had TB, but they are shy. He says they're shy to go to the doctor because people think they have HIV, so some of them don't go to doctors, and some of them, when they go there, after a short while, they find they are almost okay, then they start drinking beer and all that kind of thing. So, I don't know, Dr. Sibanda, lihlangana lakho, yini okuningi lo?
I think okokuqala esingakhuluma ngakho ukuthi ukuba ne-HIV kumbe ungabi nayo asilohlupho olukhulu ngenxa yokuthi umkhuhlane lo ususelapheka. Ngakho akufanelanga kube isizathu sokuthi umuntu abe nenhloni esabe ukuthi yakwelashwa. Suselapheka umkhuhlane lula. So akufanelanga besabe lokho. Ngihlangana lakho yini? Hayi. Thina kwalushana sihlangane lapho. Uzakhuluma layo Dr. Bonde ngokuthi abantu esihlangana labo nxa kuyikuthi balomkhuhlane we-TB sibapha i-extensive counseling. I-counseling yokuthi sibachasisele ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uvela ngapi, welatshwa njani, amaphutha angaba khona iwaphi, njalo silendlela zokuthi senze yona le ebengikhuluma ngayo, i-direct observed treatment, ukuthi uyabuye zonathi amaphilisi akhe esibhedlela njalo nje, njalo amakhosi amaphilisi sibapha amafitshane aweviki nxa ikuthi sedlule istage yokuthi siyam-observa thina, sibapha weviki ngayehlule kuphenduka iviki siphelile, siyahamba siyemdinga sithi awu ndoda phenduka phela anti amaphilisi akho. Then ngaleyo ndlela silamane ukuthi umuntu simu-observe aze aqede ikhosi yakhe i-treatment. Okusuka kuhluphe khona ukuthi nxa umuntu ekhatshana lezibhedlela ukuthi kufanele gade ibhasi ukuthi ehambe ekwelatshwa, imali yokugada amabhasi leyana inzima ukuthi izuzakale. Abantu abanjalo esikhathini yibo abangagcina bephutha beyekethisa ukwelatshwa kokhona. Laba esihlangana labo emadorobheni lapha hhayi kukalutshwana ukuthi beyekethisa.
Blessing.
Let me come back to you, Dr. Abonde, and say, why is it that TB cases are more prevalent in South Asia and most African countries?
Just like what Prof. Sibanda was speaking about, we speak of the presence of TB disease, as in the prevalence, in that there are many other factors apart from having been exposed to TB and being infected by TB, which cause the tuberculosis to manifest as a disease. And some of those factors have to do with living conditions, some of those factors have to do with nutrition, and some of those factors have to do with other conditions which lower the immunity. And if you see the global distribution of tuberculosis, it mirrors the global distribution of high disease burden, HIV. And so, you know, I think I understand why people sometimes feel like when you have one, then you must have the other. But it's really from understanding how TB infection becomes TB disease.
Okay. We have heard of the multi-drug-resistant type of TB. How prevalent is it in Zimbabwe?
I don't have statistics offhand, but what I know is that it's a growing problem. Why? Because we are an increasingly mobile population who travel, who do not adhere closely to the directly observed treatment strategy, and you know, it becomes, and now our capacity as well. I know that on a national level, the Ministry of Health is investing in infrastructure which allows us to detect multi-drug resistant TB more. So a combination of all those factors mean that now we are picking up more cases than what we were doing in the past, because one, the infrastructural capacity is there, and two, also there, you know, the tendency of people to be lost to follow up from
Dr. Bonde.
Please do stay on the line, and Dr. Sibanda, we just want to take this opportunity to say good night to our radio listeners. But as you know by now, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on live talk. Saying good night to our radio listeners, this is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
The Voice of America.